This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a pretty funny stat yesterday, Kennedy, with the big tournament happening in college basketball. One of its big stars, of course, is Cooper Flagg, who is from Maine. And they say that yesterday when he played, or last night when he played in front of that crowd of like 32,000 people, that there were more people in that arena that are in his hometown in Maine.
Oh.
But forget about all of that, Kennedy. We don't care about that tournament. We care about this bracket.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness. And here are your accented eight.
I don't even know what they're talking about, accent. We talk regular. They talk weird.
Okay, so the accented eight that you can vote on right now. Donnie from Boston is up against Tracy from New Bedford. Lisa from Easton is up against Dave from Roslindale. Michaela from Boston is up against Michelle from Dracut. And then in the last portion of the bracket, it is David from Dorchester and Mark from Revere. And again, you can vote. As I understand, Kennedy's told me the voting is very close.
It really is. So every vote counts, friends.
Go to mix1041.com. You can vote for Townie Madness in the accented eight as we look for Boston's best accent. David from Dorchester, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. And we have Mark from Revere. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Mark Silvestri. I'm from Revere, Massachusetts. I'm a U.S. Army veteran and a Revere City Councilor. I am enjoying having fun with this here and looking forward to beating Dave from Dorchester.
What is the big pressing issue in Revere as a councilman that you are?
We're actually in the process of building a new high school here in Revere.
Oh.
So do you get up to the mic and like slam your papers and go, I'd like to address my peers on the council?
I actually do it just like that, exactly.
Fellow members.
I have a point of
Fellow
order.
Members.
With all due respect,
it's really
ma'am.
Weird up in there.
How long have you been doing that? That's fantastic.
A little over 3 years. I'm going on my fourth year. In January, it'll be 4 years.
Is that something you're voted into by the people, much like Townie Madness?
Yes, yes.
I see.
Yes. So I have a built-in voter base, Carson. So
are they supporting you? Is Revere supporting you?
Of course.
Can you imagine bringing it up in a meeting? So we're going to talk about the high school. We're going to talk about this. And by the way, guys,
I'm going to need your vote.
I need your vote.
In a different aspect. That is so good. Okay, so that is Mark from Revere. Again, if you want to vote for Mark from Revere, go to mix1041.com. Vote in the accent today. And David from Dorchester. Now, we've gotten to know a lot about you. You're a painter, right?
Correct. I've been a painter my whole life, pretty much. But yeah, I love what I do. But what I love most is I have a beautiful daughter named Melanie, and her husband, Al, were kind enough to give me three gorgeous granddaughters, and they mean the world to me. I love to spend time with them when I can, but they do live wicked far down the South Shore in Whitman. So it's kind of hard to see them as much as I'd like, but I do my best.
David, have your family and friends talked to you at all about you being in this competition?
Oh, wicked. Yeah, I'm getting texts and calls constantly, you know. And, yeah, they all love it. And they know that I'm an OG, originally from Boston, from Dorchester, which is the hub of Boston. I mean, I was born right here at St. Margaret's Hospital. Used to be a baby hospital. That's all they did was pump out kids. Yeah, my kids were born there. My ex-wife was born there. You know, it's just an awesome place. This is where the accent was originated, in Boston, in Dorchester.
So, David, why is Dorchester better than Charlestown?
oh, it's wicked better because we're way larger. We have way more people and way more things to do, access to the expressway. You could be at the airport in seconds.
Carson, your rebuttal.
Well, I got to tell you, yesterday when I got home from work, I was out in front of the house putting the garbage cans away, and one of my neighbors starts screaming at me from across the street, Carson! What the bleep is going on? There's only one townie in this town, and he's from Charlestown. And I was like, oh, good to see you,
breathe.
Too.
Everybody breathe.
Okay, so there he is. There is David from Dorchester. And you also heard Mark from Revere. So if either one of those two accents sound like they should be Boston's best accent, go to mix1041.com.
Voting is tight.
It is really tight between every. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, fellas.
We really do appreciate that.
Way to keep it respectful, boys.
With all due respect, right, Dan?
There's been some mud slinging in this competition.
Respectfully.
You guys kept it above board.
Feels like it was a lot of women slinging mud, Dan, in the competition.
Women are feisty.
Okay, so the voting for the accented eight runs again until Sunday at midnight. And then, Dan, on Monday we announce...
The frickin' four.
We announce the frickin' four on Monday, so make sure
There's no I in four. It's frickin' four. F-O-U.
Frickin' four.
It's like you take the R and swap.
Four.
It's the freaking four.
Freaking four. Vote now at mix1041.com for Boston's best accent.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.